That's a health indicator that's been used for years. Our BMI, or body mass index, is something that's been used to label us as healthy or obese. But a just published study by UC Santa Barbara and UCLA researchers suggests that the BMI often creates an inaccurate assessment of an individual's health.
If we're to look at just people that are considered, you know, overweight or obese by their BMI, 54 million healthy American adults are misclassified as unhealthy.
Jeff Hunger is a researcher in UCSB's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences. We often hear the term BMI, but he explains it.
BMI, which is the body mass index, is basically just a way to standardize a person's weight against their height. Because you can think of 150 pounds on a 6'5" man doesn't mean the same thing as it does on a 5'2" man.
The index is often used as a way of gauging someone's health by companies for insurance purposes. The researchers feel we may be too reliant on something which can paint an inaccurate or incomplete picture.
It's commonly used as a proxy for individual health. The World Health Organization or the CDC have established cutoffs that they think constitute a healthy BMI versus what would be considered possibly an overweight or an obese BMI. And so the healthy range, I wish I could put air quotes up for that, but I use that just because that's the term they use, is between 18.5 and 24.9. And then once we get into the 25 and above range is when we start to get into what people might consider overweight.
So Hunger says the UCSB and UCLA researchers decided to try to assess the accuracy of the BMI.
We were looking at whether or not it was an accurate way of assessing underlying health. We were interested in understanding to what extent do these categories of BMI really predict health when we're measuring it at a clinical level. Moving beyond this numerical representation of your height and your weight and moving into things like blood pressure or blood sugar or cholesterol.
They based the study on some nationally recognized statistics.
We relied on the most recent nationally representative data from a large data set that the government collects. It's called the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. It collects about 5,000 different people every 2 years. So we had a pretty large sample. We used this data to start by classifying people according to their BMI and then look at these individual indicators of health and say, is this person healthy or not?
Hunger says the results showed millions of people classified as obese by the BMI index were actually healthy according to significant health markers like blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol. At the same time, he says more than 30% of people considered to be healthy by BMI standards are actually unhealthy according to other key guidelines.
These people may either miss critical diagnoses or have critical diagnoses delayed because they're assumed to be healthy just by their outward appearance.
The UCSB researcher says the bottom line is we need to be looking at better ways of assessing our health.
If we were still to use the BMI as a proxy for their health and then their health insurance premium, almost 50%, it's about 47% of this segment of the American population, is going to be subject to unnecessary penalties.
And Hunger says there's a message in the study's findings for all of us.
The number that's on the scale shouldn't be what's important to us. It should be focusing on these health behaviors, sleep, exercise, and eating. We need to shift the conversation that we're having.
The findings of the UCSB-UCLA research study appear in the latest edition of the International Journal of Obesity. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.